You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Respect the past and represent the future with new gear from the Cleveland Browns Pro Shop. Shop the large selection of all new jerseys, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and more. Stop by the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's Monday through Sunday, or shop now on shop.clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns mobile app. Let me also say this. It, not only if Jimmy Garoppolo goes 4-0 and is the greatest quarterback in the history of the world, will he be the starter in Week 5? No, Tom Brady will be. They're also not going to trade Jimmy Garoppolo. They're not doing that.
No, it's an
trade
asset.
Him. He's the future. Come and he's on. Cheap. For two more years, and he'll probably be the starter in 2016.
I guess you got to ship off Tom Brady.
The good news is we found out why Gibbs is saying such crazy stuff. Kevin the Beard has figured it out. He said the shorts from BGSU Gibbs' jort party must be too tight and cut off blood circulation in the brain.
I might go out in the jorts tomorrow for the golf league.
Oh, the hooligans. Don't do that.
A little jort party?
Yeah, that'd be a little hot mess down there, man. Don't do it.
Don't
a little clammy.
Do it. Don't do it.
What were the things we promoted during the season last year? The
what?
The wipes.
We never did
one
it.
Wipe
one
Charlie.
Wipe
Charlie.
One Charlie's, man. Yeah. You just got those. You're good to go.
In your golf bag, though?
Yeah, they're always in my golf bag.
Oh, God.
You never know, dude.
Yeah, I know.
What
but
are you
doing? What are you doing to
gross.
Not ever know?
This is absolutely disgusting. I'm offended.
Oh, getting a lot worse before it gets any better.
Let's go to the phone lines right now. Tom in Brunswick, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, man.
How you doing, Tom?
Yeah, as far as this whole thing, first of all, like the legacy issue people were talking about, well, and people were saying all the Super Bowls or whatever, but up until I think it was the 2007 season, each team used the same balls. So if there was some issues going on, everybody was using the same balls. It wasn't up until then that they started using their own balls, which,
right.
by the way, was brought Tom Brady and a few of the other quarterbacks, Peyton Manning, were brought in to, you know, kind of make that ruling. I mean, they
yes.
asked them about that. So, first of all, I tell you, all the quarterbacks are probably like their, you know, footballs a certain way right there. So I don't think it hurts it. To me, it doesn't hurt it at all. I mean, he still had to make the passes and the right protections and all that.
Agreed.
And secondly, I think the NFL did come down harder because of who it is, because they didn't want to feel like they were favoring them, because everybody already thinks that, oh, Brady gets, you know, if that was Brady and got hit like that in the head, they'd throw the flag, you know? There's already this perception that they're treated differently. So they wanted to come down harder on them because, look, in 2012 – the Chargers were caught using ball or towels that had stick-em on it, rubbing the footballs with.
Sure.
Okay? It was a $25,000 fine. That's all it was. People say, well, they didn't cover it up. Well, it was right on camera. They couldn't cover it up. Secondly, last year, the Vikings heating up the balls right in front of the heater. Not
yep.
allowed. What was that, $50,000 or $25,000 fine? That was
25.
It. And what, that's not affecting the game? Like they're saying that these deflated footballs? Did?
It's what I'm saying. It's a little bit over the top to me. It's a little bit of an overtop reaction to the Patriots. Let's go north of the border. What? He's gone?
He dropped.
He's not. He's going. He's gone fishing, I bet, Cam in Canada. Let's go to Rich in Columbus. Rich, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
Hey, you know, it occurred to me, well, first of all, it seems pretty ludicrous that you have a three-month investigation, 243-page report, and all these fines and suspensions and penalties over basically 15 pounds of air pressure.
Right.
My question to you, it's been reported that, you know, if the ball is like 11.5 pounds as opposed to 12.5 pounds, that's easier to throw and presumably easier to catch and hold on to. You know, over the last 10, 15 years, there's been all these rule changes to make more offense in the league. Wouldn't you think that the NFL would say, well, hey, let's have it a little lighter if that brings more offense?
Yeah, I'm surprised that they have so many rules about it, because the ball, anybody who's played with a football knows it, once you deflate it too far, it doesn't spin tightly. You
nope.
can't throw it. So, I mean, we're talking about a very finite range of where the ball is acceptable.
You are.
And some people like it to be that big balloon waterman. Like Hoyer had the ball last year. So I hated throwing the balls that he liked to throw. But the ones that have a little bit, you know, where you can actually get a little bit of grip on it, feels so much better, at least to my hand. So I think it's a personal preference thing. At the end of the day, you know, and I think Hoyer did, because I think you can, if those balls are fully inflated like that and you actually catch it right, you can throw it farther. And I think that was what he tried to make up for a lack of arm strength with. Whereas Tom Brady wants more, I think, probably more control and precision.
He does. And I wonder if, I don't know if this has been mentioned in any report or any analyst has spoken about this, is, and I'm sure there's a report to back this up, seeing as though they weigh, you know, they check the PCI before every single game, is, was it the time of year? Did Tom Brady like the balls, you know, maybe he likes them pumped up in September, October, when the weather is nicer and he can fling it, you know, a little bit better, cutting it through, you know, the humidity, as opposed to later in the season, he likes them a little lighter, like, see, almost like throwing darts, you know, a little bit more accurate for him. It's just, I don't know. There's so many sides to the story, but ultimately, I think, as it's, you know, come to find out, his unwillingness to help solidify the report is a lot of the reason why he probably got four games as opposed to two right out of the gates.
Yeah, I think that is, I would agree with that as well.
And then the wrongdoing, of course, was the other two games. The actual communication about deflating the footballs was the two games.
And Ted Wells right now is giving an interview saying that his investigation cost him the millions of dollars. The Patriots were all over him from day one about an NFL sting. He said he found no evidence of that. The Patriots provided me, in my opinion, with substantial cooperation, except in one critical and crucial area. He wanted a center interview with McNally, and the Patriots wouldn't even tell Patriots wouldn't even tell McNally about that second interview.
How about my
Gibbs.
No, how about my boy Baldinger?
What did Baldy have to say?
This is going to totally blow out my argument here for the last 20 minutes. Brian Baldinger, when you watch Jimmy Garoppolo, he reminds you an awful lot of a young Tony Romo.
Yes, fair. That's exactly right.
That means Tom Brady's got nothing to worry about.
Tony Romo is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, mon frere.
Look over here, not over here. Blech.
Wells also saying Brady answered all questions and cooperated fully except for giving documents based from Brady's cell phone. By the way, Garoppolo, that's exactly that. When I watched his tape last year, that's exactly the comp I made. Very quick release, throws from a variety of angles, sneaky, athletic, and elusive in the pocket, not a ton of arm strength.
Bigger than Romo, though, right?
I think he's similar size.
Is he?
I think so. How big's Romo? I don't know off the top of my head.
I don't either. He's your guy, not mine.
Tony Romo's a great quarterback. Exactly. I'm looking it up right now. Tony Romo.
Gibbs, the one point that I wanted to make, and just with the Wells report, and
Romo's 6'2", 220.
And Garoppolo, I think Garoppolo's more like Brady, 6'4"-ish, isn't he?
I'm going to tell you in 1 second.
But it was – the reason they wanted that follow-up interview with the –
6'2", 226.
Oh, okay. So they are close. Is that follow-up is, I guess there was a text message that Ted Wells came across that mentioned deflation, you know, and a couple other words. And then there was like a three-letter analogy for something else that he wanted to investigate further about, made that mention to the Patriots, and that's when the Patriots denied his accessibility to the investigation.
It's just a very it's going to be fun.
Deep.
This is going to be fun to watch this all
243
play
pages of anything is deep.
Oh, yeah, it is deep.
That's way over my head.
We'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll hear Peter King, what he has to say about the Deflategate, as well as take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. Zagura Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.